I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Lebanon's politics are always complicated, but right now, really complicated. You may recall that Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri mysteriously resigned last week while in Saudi Arabia. Some wondered if he was being held against his will as part of a proxy battle between Saudi Arabia and Iran. So yesterday, Lebanese President Michel Aoun demanded to know why Hariri wasn't being allowed to return. Hariri then did a bizarre TV interview saying he was free to return and would do so soon. The World's Rich Hall in Beirut was watching.
It was very, very strange. I watched it last night with everyone else in Lebanon, I should add. I was walking past people's houses and saw them all gathered around the same newscast. So this was an interview that was supposed to quash rumors of him being detained in Saudi Arabia. Rumors have been flying around Lebanon for the past week, suggesting that Hariri was being held under house arrest or worse by the Saudis. And this was supposed to be some sort of PR exercise to show that he was free and he was fine. So a Lebanese TV crew went to Saudi Arabia to interview the prime minister, but they weren't allowed their own crew. And the interview itself was quite bizarre. Hariri looked tired and uncomfortable. He looked exhausted. And he basically stuck to the Saudi line throughout the whole crisis. He blamed Hezbollah. But he also kind of offered a way back. He made some concessions. And there was this really bizarre moment that lots of people on social media picked up on, where Hariri was seen looking off camera to a man behind the interviewer who was holding a piece of paper. And that kind of set Twitter ablaze with people suggesting that he was being told what to say in the interview. It was so obvious, in fact, that after they came back from a break, the interviewer and Hariri addressed it, and he said, "Oh, this was a member of my staff." But it didn't do much to quell the rumors that he was, if not being held under duress, then being heavily pressured by Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, at that moment, it actually almost felt like a proof of life video or something.
Yeah, you were waiting for him to blink SOS or something.
Right. What was the reaction? You said a lot of people in Beirut were watching this interview. What's been reaction and the scuttlebutt since?
It's kind of disbelief, really. At first, people laughed at the rumors that he was being held by Saudi Arabia. But the way that's been dealt with over the past week has only fueled those rumors. He hasn't said anything for days. Yesterday was the first time in days that he'd spoken. And so that caused suspicion. He addressed that in the interview, in fact. He said that I've been quiet to allow people to deal with the shock. And the way the interview was carried out, his discomfort and these little signals, it just fueled more speculation.
I mean, it feels almost comic, but there is fear from what I gather. How concerned are ordinary Lebanese that their country might be about to get embroiled in some conflict, maybe even a new civil war between allies of Iran and allies of Saudi Arabia?
It depends on who you ask, really. There are some people who are constantly looking for signs of a war here. They're understandably highly strung after living through so many conflicts and war here. But I think on the whole, things are kind of calming down a bit. Hariri last night offered a way out of this crisis. He said that his resignation might not be permanent if Lebanon goes back to this agreement that it had before the Syrian conflict of disassociation from the region's conflicts. So what Hariri is saying is that Hezbollah should not get involved in Yemen, should not get involved in Syria, or should withdraw from Syria. And if they do that, if they isolate Lebanon from these conflicts, and if Saudi and Lebanon and Saudi's allies in Lebanon do the same, then maybe he won't resign. So that gave us a way out. And people are always kind of wary and looking for signs of war here, but I think this doesn't feel like that at the moment.
The World's Rich Hall in Beirut, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Marco.